Shalom Aleichem, sweetie friends. This year should be special schus for Gil Shoshana Bas Necha Gittel and Simcha Ben Necha Gittel, and for Shlaima, for Chaya Reizel Bas Dina. We're going to be learning a piece from the Lubavitcher Rebbe that he wrote in the 11th of Tammuz in the year 1944, which was found afterwards in his notebooks and that he asked to be published after his death. And it says at the top of this article, of this drush, it says, Lamed Nun, which means Lo Namar. In other words, he had planned to say this drush at this wedding, but he never ended up saying it. But fortunately, he wrote it down. About the Bivnei Yisrael Shalei Mamur Azal Shatar Himakum Chiyusam Hainu Sheina Rak Horos Horos V'Sefer Dinam Bilvad Torah is a person's chiyus. Gemara says in Brachas, Rabbi Kiva answered Papas ben Yehuda when he asked him why he's gathering people to learn Torah. There are gzeiros against that. So he said, well, there was a fax was going on the river and he saw the fish. He said, why don't you leave the water? They won't be able to fish you out. And they said, well, listen, if we're in our place of life, we're in danger. Imagine if we go where there's no water, death. So too, if we're not learning, it's death. So Torah is chiyus. So therefore, Torah is not just a book of laws. Torah is a life. Every second a person has to be filled, saturated with the spirit of Torah, and then your life is filled with value and meaning. So every event in your life has many explanations, the oral law and the written law, and in the Torah, oral and written law. Certainly a wedding, only then a person is called a person. And only then, like the Gemara says in Yevamos, he has bracha, he has shalom, he has chom, he has a wall around him. Simcha. A lot of good things come with the wedding. So I'd like to be omed. I would like to relate, says the time he wasn't yet the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was the son-in-law of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. But he was approximately 40 years old at the time. He had what to say. I'd like to be omed on a certain nekuda. And that is the content of the Birchas Chasan. And Lechora, it's hard to understand that every Chasana we mention, Briyas HaOlam, Adam and Chava, what does that have to do with the wedding? Shakol Baral Chvodo, Rashi says, Zecha Lechaz Deyam Mokom, Shenagim Adam Arishin, Shenasel Shashvinim and Nesasik Bo. Everything is for his honor. It's a memory of the Chesed of Hashem, Rashi says, that he did with Adam, that he was his best man, he took care of him. Yotzer Adam, Shetekinu Liyitzir Rishon, Ashal Adam Arishon, Nacham Ol Adam Arishon. Bin Adad is Chava, Nacham Ol Adam Arishon. Mishlom Rapi, Amishna Sanhedrin, Sof Perk Dalet, Lefikach Nivra Adam Yichidi, Lametcha, Shekol Amakain, Nefesh Achas Miso, Kilo Ol, Kiyam Ol Amalei, Fil Chayv Kol Echad Vechad Loimar, Bishvili Nivra Olam. Man was created Yechidi to tell you that anybody's Mekayim Nefesh Achas Mi'Yisrael is Mekayim an entire world. And the Gemara concludes, therefore man was created alone. He has to say B'Shvili Nivra Olam. Everybody has to have in his Machshava that he's an Olam Malei, not only Adam Arishon, every person. If he utilizes his Kochos to the fullest, B'Shvilo Nivra Olam. Everything has its time, its place. Yeter al zav shekama madregos b'vnei adam min yachiyoso. There are different madregos as far as giving a person life. For example, when someone is drowning, a man and a woman are drowning, says the Taz and Sifkat and Vav, based on the Ramah, save the man, learn from the Mishnah and Harius, Haish called him Lisha Lachyoso, Mimela Chol Sakana Shel Misa, any Sakana of Misa. Ish is called him, certainly in Hashavas Aveda, Shechachim called him Mimelech, Lekoin Gadol, Ketisu Sofer Harius. Also with respect to Aveda, that a Chacham precedes a Melech and a Kohen Gadol. But Yesh Lomar, but we could say, the Taritz Kamas Diros, in order to answer a number of contradictions that we find in this area of Halach of saving people's lives, and a number of Stiros that we find with the Chilukim Adregos Bivnei Adam, as opposed to all of them being equal. On one hand, we find Chilukim Madregos. On the other hand, we also find that people are equal. Everybody's an Olam Malay. The Kol Zeh B'Shei Baal Taisa, this is all passive. B'Nogeh La Nitche. In other words, when do we take into account the different madregas of people? Who comes first? The levels that are mentioned in the Mishnah and Harius. Of whose life you say first, and whose Hashavas Aved you do first. So that's all with respect to the Nitche. That you don't save Shimon when you can save Reuven. Sheva al Tasa, you just don't save Shimon. When it comes to being active, that was one of the steers that the Rebbe was referring to, that on one hand we find that there is hakdama, you do save one person before another, on the other hand it says, who says that your blood is more red? Maybe his blood is more red. So therefore, if they put a gun to a gadol's head and they say, either I'm going to kill you or you kill this 15-year-old kid who spends 4 hours a day on Facebook, he says, you have to shoot me. Maybe his blood is redder. Maybe God loves him more. Who knows? Maybe he's better than I am. Why? Because with respect to Sheva al Taisa, certainly we would save the gadol first. But when it comes to Kumva Asay, to go and kill the other guy, either I'll kill you or you kill him. So you know how to go actively do anything to hurt somebody else. Alfi shechel gadol b'Yisrael v'sheni pashut shebepshutim. Even though one person is a gadol and the other person is a pashut, like it says in the Gemara, somebody came before Rava and he said that the mayor of the city said, either kill Ploni and if not I'll kill you. And he said, you be killed and not him. Who says your blood is redder? Maybe his blood is redder. So when it comes to kumva say, we're not allowed to do anything. To let ourselves be killed. For Lorak b'yachid, v'yachid elagam b'yachid v'rab meni yachid nimsal misa k'day latzilam. Not only individuals, one against one, but even one against many. You don't give one away in order to save the many, like it says at the end of Trumas and the Yerushalmi. The Goyim say, "Give us one of you, and if not, we'll kill all of you." So you're not allowed to give that one person away unless they specify that person. And some say, and so the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Sodei Torah, Perek Elocha, hey, he has to be Chayav Misa. This other person has to be Chayav Misa in order to give him away, otherwise we don't give him away. But in general, if they say in general, just give us one or I'll kill all of you, we don't give one away because of the value of one life. And the Lubavitch Rebbe notes here, Shakal Vatari B'Sefer Mishpat Kain L'Harav Kuk Daf Shin Hei. Look at Rav Kook's Tshuvas Mishpat Kohen, and he discusses this. V'acha calls it Adinu Shein Morin Kein Lechatchila. And even if the person's Chayav Misa, like Sheva Ben Bichri, and even if they specify him, you still don't pask in this way Lechatchila. And the Kesef Mishnah writes, because obviously here the blood of many is more red than the blood of one. It's preferable to save many, al pi svara. But there's no svara. It's gzeres hakasav. Kabbalah haisa biyadam, says this kesef Mishnah, that in certain instances, he says that even though, the Kesef Mishnah says, that even though they were miyachid the person, if he's not chayv misi, you shouldn't give him away, even though it makes sense to give him away, because they have a kabbalah, that's the way it is. You don't give a person away for death, even if it would save many other people's lives. So you see the value of one person, so that's the difference, that's the chiluk. When it comes to Sheval Tyson passively letting somebody else die, then we save one person before another, then there are gradations. When it comes to Kumva Asay, then everybody's equal. And one is never allowed to be killed to save another actively. Vine Pnimi Satara Shalanamar Shi Nishmas Nigla Dairaisa. Anikra Guf, the Nigla is called the Guf. Pnimiya Satara is called the Neshama. Kalashim Azal Gufi. Shabbos Lamed Beis Sof Amid Aleph Hein Hein Gufei Torah Vayish Limso Gam Ein Tam Lahanal. You can also find the world of Kabbalah a reason for this. Walpi Mashakasav Beitz Chaim Shar Mem Beis Shar Jerusha Atzilus Bris Ditzira Asiya Brodan Lekutei Torah Re'echav Zayin Aleph. And the pasuk of Banam Atem Hashem Elokeichem, Shevokol Echad Yesh Nitzot Bo Nimshach Madrega Achrona Shevibori Mislabeshes Benitzus Echad Nikra Nivra HaNikra Yechida Yechida Zu Yisharesh Le Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya. It says in Eitz Chaim on the pasuk of Banim Atem LaShem Elokeichem that every person has a spark, and that spark is drawn from the lowest level of the Creator, and is enclosed in a spark that's called Yechida, and this Yechida is the root of the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and Chaya. So that's the Mahalach. It starts with that one spark of Yechida which comes from the Rabbonu Shalom, Banim Atem LaShem Elokeichem, and that's the root of the lower levels of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and Chaya. V'hine mitzad nitzotzim elu ein mitzad ein l'chalek matregas b'nei Yisrael. As far as these sparks go, you can't be mechalek between Jews. You can't be mechalek when it comes to this spark between different madrigas. Madrigas of people, levels, gradations, are mitzad the person's seichel, mitzad his midos, mitzad his machshava, his dibur, his maisa, mashenken mitzad his etzem neshama. And certainly, the spark of God, even yachid v'rabin, you can't say that one is better than the other. It's like you can't say one is more chiyus than another, one is more pintaliyid than another. Nobody can say, I'm more of a Jew than he is. This person's chiyus, that godly spark, it's equal in everybody. If you have a baby, a small person, an og, they both have yishuv adas with a kakosevis. It doesn't matter if he godel aguf. Yuma peyam adbeis. So too, it doesn't matter what, how many mitzvahs a person's doing, when it comes to the etzim, the kudus achiyus of being a Jew, everybody's equal. And even in Dinei Nefashos, we follow the majority. You follow the majority because that's part of Dinei Torah. Dinei Torah has to be logical. And the Seichel, they're Madregas and Milas. But they wanted there should be one din that shows that everybody is really equal. So you're right. In Din and Nefashis, we're going to go after the Rov. And sometimes somebody's going to be killed just because of a majority. And there are levels. So therefore it makes sense that we would follow the Rabbim and not the Yachid. It would make sense that majority rules, that's Seichel, that's Torah. But they wanted that one halacha should show that really everybody is equal. One halacha, there's no majority. One halacha, it doesn't matter how big you are, doesn't matter how many mitzvahs you did. There's complete equality among Jews. And that's in this halacha of not giving away a yachid for the sake of the rabbim. To show that everybody has this nekudas achiyus, that you can't say one has more than the other, or ten have more than one. V'omek yoser yesh lefarish al pima shekosef. Shenitza zeh. Hu b'shleimus afilu b'kal shebekalim. Says that the spark of God is complete, even in the lightest of the light. But it's just sleeping. B'chinas sheina. K'shogea b'amunin akudus yahadus. Ne'or poil b'lo guf. B'chol aguf. U'midi k'neged midi k'shonegea b'kidus achiyuso. In l'chalik bin kotten gadol b'kotten b'yachat rabim k'en shach b'ze bitl. So it's sleeping in certain people, this nitzatz. But it's there. And when it comes to emunah, this pintle yid, it arouses and it activates the whole body. And mida keneged mida, when we have a discussion of whether to give a person over for death, we're not mechalek. Because there's no bittle here. In other words, not only mitzad the spark, the pashut sheb pshutim, is this chashuv, is the gadol sheb gdolim, and a yachid is a rabbin, but more than that, and even deeper, since the spark is always b'shleimus, it's so strong, it's not even shaykh that it should have bittel. Ein shaykh b'zeh bittel. V'gam ken me'achalukum ekrim b'emenei tzov v'musolim b'em gufa b'melcham ha'nochachis. There's also missing Jews and Goyim, and this is being written in 1944. There's a big war going on. So there are two shitas in this war. You have the fascism they call it in Hebrew, which is the rulership of the kings, and then there's democracy, which is the individuals. Hayachid ein hamalucha akol. By the goyim, specifically the fascists, the individual doesn't matter. All that matters is the government. But we believe in the importance of the yachid, and Now we get back to the brachos. V'zeh asher b'vinyan b'ayis chodesh b'Yisrael omlo zuvet tsar. When we build a new house, we say to this couple, just like at Briyas Ha'olam, you also are going to create a world. But you should just know, im Hashem lo yivne b'ayis, shavam lubonav bo. If God doesn't create his house, it's going to be for naught. You have to go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzarech liyos shakol baro l'chvodov. Not for God. When you build your world, this new world, just like when God built his, you need him. You can't do it on your own. And then you have to say, like Adam Arishan, Yitzira achas. Kshot atzmucha shak. Yotzer Adam. It's the next bracha. Kshot atzmucha tchila. First take care of yourself. And then achakach yitzira beis. Shia ezer shiyachal yuchal afo chitin. And yanay olam haze bichlal amachal. And then afterwards we get on to Chava, Chasin and the Kala together. But the woman, like the Gemara says in Yevamos, her job is to turn wheat into bread. And Mimela is going to be a binyan adayad. Ein sof hamizkala de avodah binyanim gashmim. You're going to create this ein sof by doing avodah and gashmis. Mamar Azal, Hayalma does Linan Mine, Mahalacha Beligvul. This world that we're walking from, we're going from, in other words, the Azlinan Mine is Kebehi Lula Damya, is like a wedding hall. Rashi says, like a chuppah. That we become a halchim in this world. Through this world, because the neshama is going to the guf as omdim, and then when they're mislabish, like it says in Chassidus, in this guf and nefesh habemis, they become a halchim till beligvul, to the world of asiyah, and that's kebehi lula. So just like when there's a wedding, that creates the yichud, the holada, ein sof, there can be dorei doros. So to this world creates Dorei Doros, it creates an eternity, gets us to the world of Ein Sof. That's the Simcha of the Chasin V'Kala. That through this world is created to this Chuppah, you become a Halach. So to the Chasin and the Kala, they also are coming to this world of Ein Sof, this Binyan Adayat. So that's why we start with Shakol Bar L'Chvodo. They're building their world, but they need it to be for the honor of Hashem. It starts with one Yetzirah, Yotzer Adam. Then we get to the Chasin and the Kala together, that she helps him in Olam Hazadik Ezachin. And that's how we become eternal Ein Sof, because we transform the Gashmias into the Ruchnias. And that's the Mahalach of the first few Brachas. So should all be zocher mit Hashem, turn this world into a holy world, into a world that brings us to the Ein Sof. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.